Praise the Lord. The title of the message is The Rule of Church Authority, Part 1. Let's open our Bible to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this wonderful time and the opportunity you give us, O God, to share your word and to hear your voice. Let this message bring teaching and understanding and wisdom to your people. And Lord, I pray for help and healing and salvation and wisdom and hope will be imparted through this message, through your word, O God, to your people who are waiting to hear your word and follow your ways of life, Father. Lord, we pray, anoint my lips and direct the message and arrange it, Lord, in the way that you want it to be, Lord. And I pray, O God, you take it with the power of the Holy Spirit to reach those who are waiting for this word of yours. Let your word, O God, Lord, bring you glory and honor. And let your word, Lord, establish the purpose that you send your word of. Because, Lord, you want to do something in your people's life. You have sent this message. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We speak here about the rule of church authority and what is the responsibility of the church leader or the church body leadership. We will go through scripture and we will find out what are the responsibilities that the word of God had put on the leaders. I will not speak here about submission, although many they use these scriptures to speak about that you need to submit yourself to the church leadership. I will speak what the church leader should do. Then, after that, the submission he will deserve from those people he care and look after. So the responsibility starts from the church leader. He need to do his part. Then the flocks, they will do their part in obeying his instruction and the word of God and the God's decrees and instruction that his word is bringing to them through the church leader who teach and who care for the flock. The first verse that we have read is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. And we will find out what are the responsibility of the church leader. Say here, they keep watch over you. The word watch over. So it needs that their eyes, their attention, their care, their mind, their heart, all directed toward the flocks, toward the sheep, toward the members that the Lord had placed under their care. It's not only watch over, they keep watch over. The word watch over, it means to look after, to care, to watch, to observe, to check, to follow up, to scrutinize, to inspect, to keep an eye on. It's like a policeman, like a guard, to keep an eye on, like a mentor. Church leader should be a mentor, to keep eye on the flock, on everyone. And that is the system in the church. The church will function well if there is such kind of people who understand what is the meaning of watch over. To guard. The watch over for what? To guard. If there is some danger, you take the sheep and the flocks away. To guard. To protect here. To warn. Like a bodyguard. To watch over is like a bodyguard. That is the responsibility of the church leader. And that's why we need to be in a church. That's why you need to be in a church. And that is the rule of the church leadership and the government of the church. But if the church leadership failed to do that, then that's a backsliding. And the whole church will be affected. So the first things here we discover, the first function here, the function of watch over. The watch over. We need to watch over, to care, to help, to observe, to scrutinize. And we have to respond accordingly. If the flocks are doing well in the right direction, we continue to encourage them to continue to do the same. If they need correction, we have to correct on the spot. If they need to be rebuked and disciplined, we have to do it. So that's for their sake. If we had started our ministry making a disciples and teaching them the ways of the Lord, then the watch over will be something part of our mission and part of our ministry to go and make disciples. It will not be something difficult or something that the church is not aware of. To watch over is to be a shepherd, to care, to love, to use all the ways to teach the people, to show them love, to care for them, and to direct them in the way they need to go. We should be filled with the church leader should be filled with the Holy Spirit. He should be having the fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, gentleness, kindness, self-control, persevering person. He's a patient. He's a long-suffering person. He's a faithful person. Paul say in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, about his leadership and about his shepherding to the church of God at Thessalonians. He say, verse 7 and 8, "But we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us." You say here, "We are gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children." That is to watch over. And in verse 11 and 12 from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, Paul also speak and say, "For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worth of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory." He say here that we were among you and we have dealt with you as father deals with his own children. Encouraging, as we watch over, we encourage. As we watch over, we comfort. As we watch over, we urge the people to live lives worthy of God. So it is a real heart and body and soul and mind of the leader in the life of the flocks and the sheep and the church that the Lord has placed under his hands and heart and care. The word watch over, we explain it and we will explain it later on in another scripture. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. We will see what is more about the church leadership and the duty of the church leader. He says, "They keep watch over you as men who must give an account." Here there is another word, another function of the church leader, job description: give an account. To give an account is to show accountability to the ministry and to the Lord who had called him. We are accountable on the souls and the life of the people whom the Lord had placed under our hands. A church leader is accountable to the Lord, to every member of his church. To give an account is to show that you are a responsible person and you need to excel and do your best in the ministry that the Lord has placed you in. And that requires a real commitment and dedication to the task. To give an account includes the following meaning and function. It's to report. It's not only report on paper, but to describe everything in the life of your people so that you can help them by asking advice or help from others. To tell, to state, to describe, to give detail, to testify, to convey and to inform. We are accountable. The church leader is accountable. We care because we are accountable to care. God will judge us. God will judge the church leader who does not care, who does not watch over, and he is not accountable. There are many church leaders. They behave in non-accountable way. To those such leaders, the word of God does not say submit. The word of God says submit to those who watch over you and those who are accountable to you, to your life, to your soul, those who are caring for you as a father and mother. To those you need to submit, because they are telling you the word of God. They are telling you the will of God. They are directing you in the way that God wanted you to go. To those people whom God is speaking to you through them, you need to submit yourself to them, because you are submitting yourself to God's will and word, not to men. But those who does not do their part, those are backsliding leaders. And the word of God does not force you to submit to them, because they are not telling you the will of God or the plan of God or the word of God. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. He says, obey them so that their work will be a joy. Church leadership is a work. It's not only a work, it's a hard work. It's a hard work. It's a 24-hour responsibility. 7 days per week. 30 days per month. 365 days per year. It is a really hard work. Hard work, quality work, risky work, but rejoicing in this task and to do God's will and to serve Him by serving His people. It is a hard work and it is a diligent work, the church leader. This is not an easy task. It needs full involvement in emotion and feelings and minds and heart. Full dedication, full commitment to the task. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, the word of God speaks. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. He say here, respect those who work hard among you. Who are those who work hard among you? Those who admonish you, those who are over you in the Lord, those who teach you the word of God, those who are working hard to disciple you and to discipline you and to correct you. Those who are working hard, they need your respect so that their work will be a joy, will be an easy task, so that they can serve in a better way. So the church leader, he should work hard for the sheep that the Lord had in trust under his care. We'll move now to the next scriptures that describe the rule of the church leader. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. It's where Paul was meeting the elders of the church of God at Ephesus. He told them this. It was a farewell meeting. He's not supposed to meet them again. So that's what he instructed to them. Acts 20, verse 28. He say, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Again he say, watch over. The word watch over, he say, watch over yourself first. Check yourself. And watch over the flock, the people that the Lord has placed under your care. Watch over, clear and direct watching, inspection. Look into the details and inspect everyone in your congregation, especially the personal things that the people refuse to open, especially the area that sin is hidden in their life. These are the area that God call us, the Holy Spirit call us to be accountable, to direct the people and teach them, to correct them, so that they will be saved and they will be raptured when the Lord will come to take us with Him. He say, watch over yourself and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer. The word overseer, the shepherd who lead the flocks. The sheep, they can see certain distance. But the shepherd is an overseer. He is seeing something the sheep cannot see. The church leader with the Holy Spirit help, he is seeing things the sheep will not able to see. So he is the one who oversees, the one who see in a more deep way, farther way. He sees things the flocks, the member of the church cannot see. He hear the word of God, he have the vision, and he have the direction of the Holy Spirit. He say here, be shepherd of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. The church leadership here is to watch over, to oversee, and to be a shepherd. We will discuss the word shepherd in another scripture. But let us read verse 29 to verse 31 of Acts chapter 20. Paul say, well, he told them, watch over yourself and over the flocks that the Holy Spirit had made you overseer, be shepherd of the church of God. Why he say like that? He said to them, I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. Now here, the church leadership involved protection, warning from the enemies, warning from false teachers. The shepherd should check the members. He should not allow wolves to come in. He should not allow people to come and teach without knowing them, without knowing their teaching or their doctrines. He should not put people in ministry who are not committed, who are not disciplined according to the word of God and the criteria that the word of God teaches us. Those are wolves. They will pull disciples and they will bring the church and the flock into confusion. They have wrong and selfish ambition and wrong motive. We as a church leader, we should be in our guard. Here the church leadership will protect the flock from false teachers and from people who will take the flock into wrong direction. So here, the responsibility of the church leaders to protect and to warn the flock. Sometimes the sheep are not aware, but we as leaders, God has put us over the church to warn them, to oversee, to see things they cannot see in the, spirit, things in the spirit, or things we see because we have experience, or things we see because we know the word of God better than the sheep that God had put under our care. That's why we need to warn them and to guide and to guard the flocks in the way that the Lord wants us to take them. Speaking about the word shepherds, Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1 to 4. Peter, that the Lord had called him, Jesus said to you, Peter, I will build up my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. When the Lord called Peter, his name was Simeon, and the meaning of Simeon is a reed. The reed is some sort of plant that is in the marshes, a soft plant. It is malleable, go with the wind, right or left, back and forth. But when the Lord called him, he called him Peter, Petros, meaning the rock. On him he will build up a church. Church leadership needs somebody like a rock. He stands firm. A bold person. He knows very well what God wants him to do. Stand firm on the word of God. Stand firm against the enemies. Stand firm against those who bring false teaching. Stand firm against those who try to disturb the vision of the church and bring the flocks in the wrong direction. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1 to 4. To the elder among you I appear as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Verse 2. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseer. Not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to save. Not lording it over those who entrust it to you, but being example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. So, the first function that we want to describe in this scripture is the word be shepherds. That is part of the watch over responsibility to give the member of the church the right spiritual food, and that is the word of God that they need to nurture their soul and to direct them with the right advice and the right counsel. They need, and we need to give them the word of God to warn them from the threats and the danger that they are not able to see, and to restrain them from going into the dangerous ways of the world and the evil one, and from walking in the counsel of the wicked. As a shepherd, the shepherd should feed. We should give the sheep the word of God. The responsibility of the church is not to give food or to help the people to find a job or their visas or to give accommodation. We may do that, but that is a secondary responsibility. But the main responsibility of the church is to give the food that the sheep eat, the word of God. It is not our responsibility to give material things. When we give the word of God, and the people will know the will of God and the plan of God, there they will find also, they will meet God's blessing. They will meet a job, they will meet an income, they will meet a partner, they will meet a children, they will meet a ministry, because they are moving in the way of the Lord. So be shepherds of God's flock. Be responsible to do all the things that we had mentioned, serving as overseer. Church leader is a servant of the Lord. The word serving is to serve the people and care for them in the way of the Lord, and oversee their lives and admonish them and correct them and direct them to the right way in all the affairs of their lives. The church leader should do that gladly, because they are willing and eager to serve. They should not do that to fulfill their ambition to be a certain figure and use the people that under their care as a base to climb and fulfill their selfish ambition and greed. A church leader should be a servant. He has a desire and he has the willingness to serve. Whatever the people will respond, whether they will obey or not, as a church leader, I continue to be willing and I have desire to serve. Those who are not willing, I believe that they are not willing. God will take them away from my care and bring those who are willing. But my part I need to do. I should not grumble or get upset. My ministry is to serve willingly. Even to those whom they look, they might be later on become unfaithful to me. God called me today to serve them. God can change them. I am doing this service to God. The outcome, I trust Him. He will make my hands work prosperous. And I believe that my labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's why I serve as overseer. I serve as a shepherd to care for the flock that God had put under my care. And you listen to me, all of you who listen to the message. God wants you to be transformed from being care receiver to caregiver. From being a man or woman who consume to be a man or woman who invests his life to care for the life of other. He say, not lording it over those who trusted to you, but being examples to the flock. Church leadership is not by force or fight, but by service. And the church and the flock, they must see, they should see our example. Being example to the flock, that requires much discipline, humility and self-control, because our life shall be the model for the flock to watch and imitate and follow the same. We should teach others by model of our life. They will see our life, they will observe us, and they will follow and perform. If we will not give an example to others, whatever we teach, the flock, they will watch over our life. They will check our life. If our life testify of what we speak, they will follow. They will follow us. And our leadership will be successful. As we follow the Lord, the people will follow our example. And we will, in this matter, we fulfill the call of God in our life, and we do our service unto Him. You who listen to me, God hath called you to be faithful to all what He entrusted to you. And the message, I pray that you become mature. If you are not yet serving, or if you are not yet caring for others, if you are not yet having a disciple under your care, I pray that time had come and will come that you will be a responsible shepherd, a responsible person, mature enough to care for others. Kneel down and say, Lord, I commit my life, my heart, my mind and my soul and my future into Thy hand. I believe that You sent Your word to me for a purpose. And Lord, as I kneel down, I commit all the aspects of my life in Your hand. Use me, Lord, for Your glory. Lord, I pray right now for every brother or sister who hear Your word and pray earnestly. And the one who are touched by Your word, I pray that Your word will bring glory. And all in her or his life, I pray, raise that person and use him mightily, O God. Lord, we do believe there are many sheep without shepherd, without no one is caring. I pray that out of the message You raise up many people to do the work of Yours and to help me, Lord, to carry on the ministry as You expanding Your church, O God. You will raise up more people who are willing to care and look after and watch over and dedicate their lives to be a mother and father for their flocks and for your church. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you most. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.